So just be aware of your bodies. Be aware of beginning this morning. Sitting in your place. Sitting in the room. Being aware of the inside and the outside. Being aware of the depths of Anuvin within and below. Being aware of the outside space, the room, the town and the world. Now to the east of this space, which is the direction of the road, we touch the energy of the morning, the spring energy, the dry wind that blows from the east. We touch the mystery of new life and renewal. And the possibility of liberation, beginning again. So to the east, I invite the energy of the third branch of the great tree of the Mabinogi. Manawadan, son of Clear, be with us. You who are the third ungrasping chieftain of Anuspradayin. Show us the path to freedom. Behind me is the direction of the west. Place of the setting sun, place of evening. Place of the energy of death. Place where we touch the dead and are touched by them. The place where we put down our burden. And to this place I invite Bran, the great raven, Bendigivran, the blessed raven, teacher of the mysteries of death, teacher of the ancestral contact, and guardian of the mysterious cauldron of death and rebirth. On my right hand, which is the direction back towards the village, we touch the direction of the south. The place of fire and life. The place of profound creativity, of will and power, of lordship and sovereignty. And to this place I invite the Rhiannon, the great queen, the rider on the white horse. Who empowers all who work with her. Who carries us all to the place of our deepest sovereignty. On my left hand, which is the direction towards the school and towards the mountain, is the direction of the north, the place of the deepest earth and the place of the imperishable stars, the place of night time, of winter, the place of substance. Place where we touch the deep roots, the deep intention of our lives. And to this place I invite Ariannrod, she who turns the wheel. She who weaves the strands of our lives. Who sits in the deepest earth and sits amongst the stars. The veiled mother of mystery. We sit in the center of things. Beneath us is the sacred land and Anuvin. Above us the moon, the sun, the thousand stars. The four houses of the Mabinogi sit with us. And in the center there is the mound Arbeth and the green and burning tree. And as we sit in this place, sitting between the worlds, here and there, we may hear the yelping of a pack of hounds, excited hounds, coming out of the deep. And out of the mound come the hounds of Anuvin, excitedly running to meet us. Each hound comes to each of us. And sits before us, the shining white coat, its red ears, its oh so potent eyes that see. and somewhere in the midst of the mound, but also just near us. There is a figure that is hard to see, a grey-brown, misty figure, yet some are more substantial than granite. Arawn is in this place, Arawn of the many names, called also Gwyn. There is invitation from Arawn. To make a compact, an agreement, to commune with Anuvin. And to let the hound guide you in your life. Reflect for a moment. You may make the compact. You may deny the compact. Or you may ask Arawn and the hound to visit you another time when you've had more time to reflect. Follow and trust the promptings of your heart. I'll be silent for a little while now while you follow your own process.